He received an honorary Academy Award for the incalculable effect he has had in making motion pictures the art form of this century in 1972. Fast forward to 2019, and the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall celebrates his work on Thursday, May the 9th, with 130 Years of Chaplin, Silent Movies Made Musical with the Mighty Wurlitzer, in Music Hall's ballroom. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Holly Bryans-Ragusa with the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall. Holly, welcome.
Thank you, Elaine.
Clark Wilson, organist, and two Chaplin films. Let's talk about this party.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. It's a longstanding tradition to utilize this organ in this way. Don Siekman, who started these concerts and is unfortunately no longer with us, mentored us along this path, and we're following his direction, his lead, and hosting this amazing Silent Movies Made Musical. Clark Wilson is one of the top organists for silent film, and given that these organs were created specifically for this purpose, we're happy to utilize it and showcase what this organ was created for, give this platform to Charlie Chaplin at 130-year anniversary of his birth, and showcase vintage movies for our, hopefully, wide-ranging audience, and give life to this Wurlitzer organ.
You just taught me something I didn't know. So the Mighty Wurlitzer was designed and specifically built for silent films?
Indeed. Oh. In fact, the one that's in our music hall ballroom was originally dedicated into the Albee Theater on Christmas Eve in 1927. And unfortunately, talkies, the sounds came shortly thereafter. So it had a short-lived original purposed life and has found several other lives that have given it more longevity and endurance.
Well, so what's the difference between, say, a Mighty Wurlitzer and a church organ?
They all have pipes, they all have keys, and they have wonderful organists who know how to multitask really well. The difference is that the sounds that can be created with the Mighty Wurlitzer would be something that could accompany a silent film. They have sleigh bells and clip-clops and bird song and, you know, all the things that might make a movie sound more realistic and bring it to life for the viewer.
What did that instrument mean to the art form of silent films?
Well, I think that it gave something larger than life. It had the actors pop off the screen. And if you're seated, if you can picture yourself seated in a beautifully decorated, ornate theater like the Albee in 1927, when there was nothing else to compare it to, you would have typically had a 60 to 100-piece orchestra playing what one organist could accomplish on one beast of a machine. It's really incomparable. There's nothing else like it. The sounds and the swells and the, you know, the vibrato that comes from this organ, it's really quite addicting once you get, I guess, familiar with it.
Is there a preset score for a film? I know Charlie Chaplin wrote a lot of the music for his movies. How much is improvised by the organist?
That's a great question. And one, I wish I had Clark Wilson right next to me here. He has quite the reputation, precedes him. He does this on a regular basis. So I'm assuming he arranges pieces that are built around these kinds of movies that really bring them to life.
Yeah, he's world class.
Yes.
He's a native Ohioan, but
yes,
he travels and performs all over the world. I looked at his schedule. Unbelievable.
Very busy man.
But he does really specialize in this silent film genre. Leonard Maltin calls him the master of silent film and showman of the first order. You've worked with Clark before, haven't
Actually,
you?
This is my first time meeting him, and I'm really thrilled to do so. Don had worked with all of these incredible organists, and Ron Wehmeyer, who had installed this particular organ into Music Hall Ballroom twice now, once in 2009 when it was dedicated there, and then again after the renovation of Music Hall. They know Clark very well. Clark was a name that Don had given me in the early days of us working together as someone that we would definitely want to pursue for silent film.
Where was the organ during the renovation?
So it actually was housed in Ron Wehmeyer's home. He has an incredible workshop and space, and he has his own Wurlitzer organ in his home. He's just a master with these organs and understanding the care it takes, the upkeep, the humidity and climate control, everything that goes into caring for an organ. It's an electromagnetic system that I couldn't possibly begin to explain, but he certainly has, and we're fortunate to have his talents around this organ.
And this organ was built 92 years ago right here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wurlitzer Company,
yes,
is no more, but they were right downtown. They built other instruments too, and you were talking about the jukeboxes,
yes,
that they built.
Yes, they did build jukeboxes and apparently harps, I'm just learning.
And they did.
So they were a big family in Cincinnati. They ran a very successful business. I believe 2,200 of these organs were made, and utilized for these purposes at that time.
My guest is Holly Bryans-Ragusa of the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall Board of Directors. How did you get involved in the silent movies series?
I truly just fell in love with the hall when I was a young child. And, you know, I had attended the School for Creative and Performing Arts. I had spent a lot of time downtown. I have family ties to the area. And when it was time for my family to make a move and my own daughter was attending SCPA, we moved down here with the express purpose of renovating a historic home close to Music Hall. In that process, I had a friend who was on the board, and I said, if ever there is a spot, please let me know. And it just was a fortuitous situation, and it happened during the renovation. I was so grateful to be a part of this organization and their leadership during this organization.
And you've been talking about Don Siegman. Is Brian Siegman his son?
He is, yes, and teaches orchestra at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. Lots of layers here. Interconnectivity is not unknown to Cincinnatians. But yeah, Don Siegman is definitely a mentor. We are led by our fearless leader, Peter Koenig, our president for the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall. And we offer tours around this organ. We offer events around this organ. We're giving this organ life, rebirth, and bringing people into the hall for an interesting look at what used to be.
And even though the renovation of Music Hall is complete, your work is never done, is it?
Certainly not. You know, our mission is to promote, preserve, and protect this Cincinnati National Historic Treasure in our Over the Rhine area that was really a beacon for the arts, that started off as a, you know, May Festival place to actually hear beautiful singing and concerts, and then expanded to the symphony and brought in exhibitions and horticulturalists and machinists, and really has quite an interesting history. And we're here to keep telling this story that keeps growing and keeps going. I think part of this story now has become this mighty Wurlitzer, and we're grateful that it has.
How did the Wurlitzer end up at Music Hall?
It was actually seated in a warehouse after it had left the Emory. So it had moved from the Albee to the Emory Theater. And then once demolition was happening, you know, after both of those, this organ was moved to a warehouse and sat in a state of disrepair for over 10 years. So I guess people didn't want to let it just die. And so there was an effort behind it. Don Siegman was part of that. The Organ Theater Society of Ohio was part of that. Lots of people had hands on that. And at the end of the day, the intention was to give it a new home. And Music Hall was fortunate enough to receive it.
And it lives in the ballroom.
Lives in the ballroom forevermore, I certainly hope.
SPMH still giving tours?
We absolutely are giving tours. Now that this beautiful weather is upon us, we have tours lined up around the outside of the building, and they give a wonderful history of Over the Rhine, the architectural stylings of this, you know, amazing structure. Details you would never have even thought to look at and understand their symbolism and meaning.
And if we didn't cherish it enough already, you know, losing Notre Dame, it makes you realize how lucky we are to have,
isn't that the case,
a structure like that here, alive and thriving in Cincinnati.
I've drawn that parallel. Yeah. It's really amazing.
The program is entitled 130 Years of Charlie Chaplin, Silent Movies Made Musical with the Mighty Wurlitzer, featuring Clark Wilson. Two performances on Thursday, May the 9th. Tickets and parking, all pretty easy. It's a family-friendly program, I assume, Holly?
Absolutely, and free popcorn.
Free popcorn. It's a double feature. Charlie Chaplin's The Kid and Behind the Screen. And at the keyboard of the Mighty Wurlitzer will be Clark Wilson in Cincinnati's Music Hall Ballroom. For a link with ticket information and more, visit our website, wvxu.org. My guest has been Holly Bryans-Ragusa with the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall. Holly, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.